This is Truth Matters, Daily Devotion with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, whose mission is to empower men and women in the Christian faith to teach biblical truth in the culture and the marketplace of ideas, using the Bible as a sacred trust of truth in sharing the message of Jesus. Learn more about the ministry of the Truth Project at www.projecttruthmatters.com. In this edition, the false prophet's main plan of deception. Here's Dr. Davis.
You see, the false prophet is setting up a great masquerade. The false prophet deceives the people into building an image which is used as a focal point for the worship of the Antichrist. The image will likely be set up in Jerusalem as a counterfeit to the temple of God. We don't know what this image will be, as some think it will be a hologram. Some people think that the Pope is a hologram today. You should actually Google that. But this will be the gathering place to worship the Antichrist. The false prophet does not give life, but he is granted power to give breath to the image that he should speak. Some say it is ventriloquism. Some say it's a hologram. Some say it's a computer like Alexa. We don't really know, but the false prophet makes the image seem to be alive. The media will broadcast around the world the messages, and this will be the focal point of every person's day. This image is the abomination of desolation that Jesus spoke about in Matthew 24, verses 15 through 18. This is the same abomination of desolation that Daniel spoke about as well. The image of the beast is a signal for those with eyes to see and ears to hear. He tells the disciples that when you see this, you need to flee to the mountains. Things are going to get worse than ever before hereafter. But notice the demands of the beast. He causes all small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive the mark on the right hand or on their foreheads, that no one may buy or sell except one of those who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. If you remember in Revelation chapter 7, verse 3, I'm going to read that, saying, "Do not harm the earth, the sea, and the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God on their foreheads." The Lord caused a mark to be put on the foreheads of the 144,000 Jewish evangelists. We see that also in Revelation chapter 14, verse 1. But what God does, Satan also imitates. It's his way of counterfeiting. It's a form of control to mark those who are loyal to the beast. Those without the mark will be deemed traitors and boycotted by the commercial system that the beast controls. Those without the mark will die from exposure or starvation or illness as a result of not being able to purchase what they need. We tend to think that only those without the mark will suffer, but really those with the mark will suffer as well. And we can see that in Revelation chapter 14, verses 9 through 11. And when we get to that in the future, we'll discuss it. But people really are going to face a choice. One, to reject the mark and suffer at the hands of the beast, or to accept the mark and suffer at the hands of God. Really, you have to decide which is worse in that case, to suffer the temporary wrath of the beast but receive the eternal favor of God, or to receive the temporary favor of the beast and suffer the eternal wrath of God. I don't know about you, but I'm all about getting the temporary suffering here on earth so that I can spend an eternity at peace and prosperity with God.
You've been listening to Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, a North Carolina-based ministry dedicated to teaching biblical truth and sound theology to those inside and outside of the church. If you'd like to listen to these messages on demand, go to projecttruthmatters.com and click on the podcast link. Dr. Davis is also available to speak to your ministry group or church function. She can be reached by email at cherylDavis@projecttruthmatters.com. Or if you'd like to send a letter, the address is Project Truth Matters, Post Office Box 159, St. Paul's, North Carolina, 28384. You can hear Truth Matters weekdays on this radio station at 8:20 a.m. and 5:20 p.m. with a full-length teaching program on Saturday afternoon at 12:30. Until next time, let's all work together to teach of biblical truth, to assist, equip, edify, and encourage one another, and bring the gospel to the world, because truth matters.